Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on little as far as food, drink, as far as clothing is concerned. In other words, as far as necessities is concerned, sufficing on little for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're doing different ahadith explaining on the situation of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his home. Now we're moving on to Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and also different ahadith as far as the personal items of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is concerned. So today's hadith عن محمد بن سيرين عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال لقد رأيتني وإني الأخر فيما بين منبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى حجرة عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها مغشيا عليها فيجيء الجائي فيضع رجله على عنقي ويرى أني مجنون وما بي من جنون ما بي إلا الجوع رواه البخاري. حضرت محمد بن سيرين Rahmatullah alayhi narrates from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said, I remember a time when I used to fall down unconscious between the pulpit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was a very, very great sahabi. As we know, in terms of ahadith, the most amount of ahadith that are recorded today in hadith is from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, 5374 hadith, and that too he came in the latter part of Islam. He only got from the 7th year onwards with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So approximately 4 years he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he dedicated himself to the science to such an extent that the food, the drink, the shelter, etc., everything else didn't mean much to him. Hunger was something that was normal. So here he is explaining, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that I would fall unconscious between the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the home of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So in that area I would actually, that was like the main part of the masjid, I would fall down unconscious. And he says that people, and then he goes on to say, that a person would come and place his foot on my neck, thinking that I was insane. I was not insane, I was only hungry. When a person would be insane, when a person would be mad, then he'd fall down like almost unconscious. So what they would do as a remedy, as a ilaj for a person that is insane and he has fallen down, they would place the foot on the neck and that would help to revive the person. So he said when they would see, I would fall down like this also because of extreme hunger, and they would put their foot also on my neck to try and revive me. That wasn't revival because I was mad or anything or insane, it was because of hunger. In other words, this was the personal condition of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Look to what extent these great personalities made effort to get deen, to acquire deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unfortunately, this level of sacrifice, today we want everything very, very luxurious. A person wants to sit in the comfort of his home, wants to sit on his lounge suite, and he wants to watch one program, and he thinks he's going to learn deen like that. This is how deen was learned, at the foot of those people that had knowledge, by sitting with them, by taking knowledge from them, by taking it with sacrifice and effort. So therefore the bare minimum effort we can make in our time and age is to at least go and sit at the feet of some teacher, some alim, some person that will teach us deen. Not that a person now has become so easy that a person just sits back at home. Now I don't need even to go to any teacher. Everything is online and online and online. If it was so easy, you think these great, great personalities would make so much of sacrifice and qurbani to get deen, to get the spirit, to get the ruh, to get the essence. It is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen is passed on person to person, person to person. Yes, if a person doesn't have any facility and he's staying in a very remote area, there's nobody there to teach him. Now if a person learns online or something, then it's understandable. But the average person who got access to ulama, got access to madrasas, got access to masajid, then this is the way the deen was learned, from person to person and with effort. So we make some effort, then Allah Ta'ala will give us his deen. So this was the person that brought the most amount of ahadith to us that is recorded. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, this was his personal condition. And yesterday we did a situation where he was extremely hungry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had seen him, had taken him home, taken permission, allowed him to enter. There was a bowl of milk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, call all the people of Sufa. They were there studying in the madrasa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so to speak. They were also suffering with hunger, and all of them drank from that milk. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took that bowl, personally gave it to Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and asked him to drink and drink as much as he could drink. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took and drank himself. So this is how deen was learned. This is how our deen came to us. It came with effort and sacrifice. And deen also will continue and to spread also with deen and with effort and with sacrifice. It should never ever be such that people just lie back and we just think that we can lie on the bed, listen to something, Allah Ta'ala save us, or even watch something and just think that deen will come to us. No, it has to be made with some level of effort, then Allah Ta'ala will give us this beautiful deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.